Everybody ready for the Word of God? Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless God. I'm excited about this. You know, I'm going to share it this way. When you're going all week, you're listening as you're going, and you're waiting, okay, God, these are your sheep. What do they need to hear, not just from me, but from you? I'm just a vessel. And, you know, it gets late at night, you go, it'd be nice if you told me what we're going to teach tomorrow. It would be nice. But sometimes you have to do what? Be patient and just wait on Him. And sometimes it's just that way. And so I believe I heard the Lord, and it was confirmed this morning in the words that came from the floor, that we're going to talk about faithfulness today. Faithfulness. And we're going to start today by just talking about God is faithful. But we're going to talk about that subject just a little bit. A few lessons on it. And I don't know if we've shared this before, but I believe it's important to look at this subject because God is faithful. And if we're to be like Him and we're to have His nature and His character, we are to be what? God is love, then the love of God, His nature is in me, then that means also I need to have what? Love and faith and hope, and I'm also to have faithfulness. That means I can be depended upon. That means I'm reliable. That means I'm what? Consistent. Let me ask you, is God faithful? Yes. Is He consistent? Yes. Is He reliable? Yes. So should we be. Amen. And when we are not, then we're not exhibiting His character. And there's a lot to say in the Bible about it, but one thing for sure, we all want to hear, oh, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We all want to hear that, but I believe in the story of the talents, out of the three, two heard it, but one didn't. So there's some things to learn from that we need to be faithful. And I think some of the things that I've learned and others that are used in various capacities. We're not talking about just the fivefold ministry gifts. But we're talking about anybody who's used in positions in the body of Christ. They started just doing what? Serving and being faithful, being dependable, being where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there, doing what they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, just like any good businessman, you know, folks say, I want to do that. Okay, go over here. You know, I used to be in and out of, I'd hear and read articles about studio owners. I'm talking about music studios. And these owners, you know, young people getting out of music school would say, you know, I want to jump on the board. I want to be the engineer. And they'd say, oh, okay, go make the coffee. Go pick up the mail. Sweep the floor. Because they're not going to risk you sitting at that console at $200 and $300 and $400 an hour risking their clients. Neither does God. Because it's not clients, now it's the sheep of His pasture. And so He's going to look and see how faithful are you with just coming over here to do what? Maybe it's sweeping, vacuuming. And he'll watch for a long time and not say a thing to you. Not, as they say, nothing. Not a thing. I'm thinking about when the Lord spoke to me as a young man, he told me, he said, I'm going to use you this particular way. And I wanted to go hide in a hole because when he told me, I thought, oh, God, no. But then it was, go over here and serve. And so I did what? I left my job, and I had a good job. And I left that job, and I came over here, and I started to serve in just doing some things here. First, I came on board here doing one thing, and I really, there was another person that should have been in my place, and so it was just timing, and I was out of place. So I had to be moved somewhere else in the ministry. Well, some folks would say, well, I'm out of here. I quit. But I didn't quit. You know why I didn't quit? Because the Lord spoke to me and said, you come here and serve. And man, I mean, when I left that corporate job, they told me, you're nuts leaving. Why are you leaving? You have a good job. You're operating at this level. You know, there's a path. If you ever want to come back, come back. There's a place for you. I didn't even think about it. It never crossed my mind because I was shuffled around in the ministry, and when I came, I never asked how much I was going to get paid. Never did. I just came because God told me to come. And so started out doing menial things here, running for the mail, doing different things. And then little by little by little, I was given more and more and more, but I didn't ask for it. Never aspired to it. And so when I started over time running sound and things, it worked into other things, doing the broadcast, doing voiceovers, coordinating things. But I never aspired to that. I never looked for it. I never asked to be a worship leader here. I never asked for any of it. I just came because God told me to come. He told me to put my hands to whatever I was asked to do. And see, some want to aspire to something, but they won't serve if you say, could you run the vacuum cleaner? I'm busy today. I got stuff to do. See? I know it gets quiet when we talk about this, but this is where God looks. And he elevates those who are faithful, don't aspire to anything, and just want to serve God, serve the people of God in whatever menial way. And I got to tell you, I never aspired to this. I never looked for this. I was put in it by God. And so it was, I got to be honest with you, I'd served so long in sound, I still do. I love music, I love sound, I love musicians, I love all of that. And I was around it for 20 years. It was hard for me to leave that. It's still somewhat hard for me to not stick my nose in. You can see. Because after 20 years, you've learned some things. You know some things. But God has sent a capable staff and a capable group that are maturing and will go beyond what I ever knew or learned. And that's God's way. But you've got to be faithful over something that he put you to do. And then he decides to raise you up and put you somewhere. You don't. And I'll tell you, I'm just speaking from my heart, but I remember when we were having Holy Ghost meetings here with Brother Hagin, we were doing all night prayer. And I would get up early in the morning and get here, 8 o'clock, 9, whatever it was, work all day. And then at 5:30, I'm setting up for all night prayer. So I'm up spinning music for everybody for another 12, 14 hours. So by the time I go home in the morning, I've been up straight 24 hours. I never complained. I enjoyed it. I loved it. But I did reach a point of getting tired and frustrated. And I remember one time I came in and I said, you know what? I don't really care if they hear music or not. I'm just being honest. I said, because I'd have stacks of CDs. We didn't do what we do now, loading and prepping. We have a library and some software that we do. But I just had CDs, and I'd spin from one to the other. So I was doing song to song as the Holy Ghost would give me songs to play. So one night I just said, I'm putting in a CD, hit play, and I could care less if it starts or stops, and I want to walk around here and pray like everybody else. I wanted to pray. And I did. I hit play, and I got up and walked, and I prayed. And as I was walking, this person walked by, this young lady walked by, grabbed my hand like this, and put something in it. And I'm mumbling, you know, mumbling and complaining, and God, I don't like this. I feel used. You know, we always say, I want to be used. Now I'm saying, I'm being used. I feel used. Yeah, well, how about that? When you're faithful, you will be. Don't complain. So let me read what this little piece of paper had in it. Because when I read it, it made me weep. And I had to go sit down, as they say, and suck it up. And go sit down and stop whining. Because in how many years? God said one thing, and he never said anything else after that to me about your service or what you're going to do. He just said, serve. And that was enough. And this is what was in this note. It was given to me June 28th, 1997. That's a little while ago. But it said, great is your faithfulness to me, your God, to your pastors, to the leadership. Sorry, I get choked up reading it. And this portion of the body of Christ, I see your good works and your trusting heart. It says, continue to be faithful to me, your Lord, your Redeemer, your friend, and I will continue to be faithful to you. I'd rather have that any day. I'd rather have nothing. Zero. No house, no car, nothing. And be faithful to the one who does provide. See, sometimes we chase after stuff and we're not faithful. We're faithful to that, but we're not faithful to God and His will. I'm just telling you the truth. It was like what I heard Eddie James the other night. It blessed me clean out of my socks. When he said, you can have the house, you can have the Beamer, you can have all of this stuff, but to see these young men changed, He said, that's worth more than any money. See these young men delivered is more than anything that you could aspire to. And that's the way I feel. If I receive it, fine. If I don't, fine. I'm going to serve Him and be faithful to God. Because I'm telling you, if you're faithful to Him, the other things will come. The wealth and riches will come, but He's looking for a heart that's faithful, that's trusting Him. That's what He's looking for. And this move that we're in, this move of God that we're in, He's looking for faithful servants. Faithful people. I'm blessed when I hear Pastor Judy and I talk about some of her stories. Why is she used? Because she's faithful to obey. Faithful to sell everything and move. Faithful to come to places she don't want to come north. She want to live down south. But God is her master. And when He says, I want you to sell everything and move. Now, it doesn't mean we don't cry and we don't say, God, I don't want to go up there. He already knows that. But He sees the heart. And He will bless those that obey. See, we want to hear, oh, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But there are not a lot of, unfortunately, there are not a lot of faithful, committed servants. There isn't. I mean, you go in any church, there's a few doing the work of many. And that's not just here. We thank God. We're blessed. But there's much to do. Do you realize, and I'll talk to anybody who's in here who's a pastor, former pastor, if folks did just the little things that we need to be done, you know, we wouldn't need to hire services to do things. And God knows you have jobs. He understands that. We're not asking people to be negligent. But I got to tell you, I'm going to tell you to share some things from my heart. That when I worked here, I was over the sound department. And I'm certainly not asking anybody to do this. I was a single man, am a single man. And I was in the capacity to do that. But I would work my normal 5 days. Sunday, I'd come and run sound. That's really 6 days. And then the ministry would throw in a seventh day because we had men's fellowship on one Saturday, women's fellowship on another Saturday, singles fellowship on another Saturday. So once a month, I would say, great, I got one Saturday off. And there were times I'd go 4 or 5 months without a day off. See, it gets quiet because some folks say, I'd never do that. Well, my heart, when I chose, when I'd look and I'd say, well, I got stuff to do at home. Okay, I can't neglect this. The ministry needs this. I'm going to do this. I'm not asking anybody to do that. I chose to do that. And so faithfulness at whatever level you're at, if it's an hour, if it's 2 hours, if it's going to a fellowship to support it, it's like, I ain't going to that. Unfaithful. That's just plain and simple. I'm too busy. Let's see, if Jesus asked, would you go? Oh, yes, I would go. See, hope this is not too hard for you, because this is, it really, you know how we know when we're growing and maturing? We take responsibility. We take responsibility for ourselves and we don't put it off on somebody else. That's how we know we're growing and maturing. And that's just the way it is. There's things I had to do. There's choices I had to make. And I know after 20 plus years, Pastor Sarah and Clinton called me in their office. And they said, well, this is your 20th year here in the ministry. And they chose to bless me monetarily with something. And I received it with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I did. But I remember the words they said, you've made our life easier here. See, no one knows what it's like to be a pastor unless you've walked through it. And all of the pulls and tugs that you have, you don't need to be tugged over in an area that where's the help? And God will add to. You read the story in Matthew. You can turn over there. We'll spend a few minutes there. Let's go to Matthew 25. Verse 14. Everybody take a deep breath. It's all right. This is what God wanted you to hear this morning. Matthew 25, let's look at verse 14. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Whose goods? His goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Now let's stop here a minute. Anybody ever asked the question, why did he give some 5, some 2, and some 1? Everybody, anybody ever thought about that? You think, well, gee, why'd he get 5? I think that's what happens today. Why'd they get that? Why are they doing that? Why'd they get that? See, people do that today. Well, it tells you right there in the scripture. What does it say? He gave to every man according to his several ability. He gave it according to their ability. Now, that's a wise person, a wise master. He knew the person that could handle 2 couldn't handle 5. And certainly the one he gave 1 couldn't even handle 1. So he gave according to their ability. And straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 came and brought other 5, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5, behold, I've gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done. We like to hear that. Thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. See, we like that. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received two came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done. Yeah. Thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, gathering where thou hast not strawed, and I was afraid. Fear will hinder your faithfulness. Fear will. I can't do that. I can't go there. I can't do that. I've got these things I got to do. Fear will hinder faithfulness. Well, think about it. Fear hinders what? Faith. Well, if it hinders faith, it's the same word. It hinders faithfulness. Fear hinders faith and faithfulness. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath what? 10. See, sometimes folks are saying, why are they always getting more stuff? Why are they always getting more things to do? Because they're faithful. They can be depended upon. They're reliable. If they say they're going to do it, they do it. If they're going to show up, they're there. Wouldn't you? I would. If somebody said they're going to do something and they're always canceling, I'm like, next. I mean, it's no different whether it's this. I want to, mess around with the band, but it's no different. It's the same with musicians. They say they're going to do something. If they don't do it, see, God will elevate wherever you are. Your gift will make room for other opportunities if you're faithful with that talent to use it for God, to serve Him. You bury it, He's going to give it to somebody else. Not the talent, but he's going to give the responsibility. He's going to add. He's going to add to another person who's being faithful. Verse 27, thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath the 10. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. I'm getting there. I'm on 29. I'm going to read 30. Thank you. I have it in my notes. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The point that the Holy Ghost is really just urging me to say is that God is moving. There's a shift that's happening. And it's going to require faithfulness. Because there's hurting people that are going to come. People that are hurting and are going to need to see faithfulness. They're going to need to see the character of God. They've had people run up one side and down that take advantage of them. They're going to need somebody that they see that's consistent, steady, not wishy-washy. People of their word. Because the world ain't, they're not honorable. And that's what God is saying. Be faithful, be faithful, be faithful over the little that you have. And I will make you ruler over much. He says that not only individually to us, but also corporately. Be faithful over a little, and I will make you ruler over much. And I believe that this church, I'm not going to do it now, but when you read the prophecies that have been given to this ministry from the very beginning, I'm not going to read them here, but Buddy Harrison, all of them have prophesied here. He's gone on to glory. But it talked about the faithfulness of the servants overseeing this ministry to give the word of God to the sheep. And when you're faithful to do that over few, he will give you many. Is that not true? Be faithful. Let's turn over just for a few moments to Proverbs. We'll just look at this particular scripture. Proverbs 28. And then we'll close. Not going to stay long. Proverbs 28 and verse 20. It says, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings." See, you don't have to chase after things. You just be faithful. And the blessings will come. Opportunities will come. You know, I think about, I'm not trying to pinpoint anybody or highlight, but when I think about Pastor Jesse and Pastor Lakeisha, I knew they were coming, but I refused to say anything. Holy Ghost spoke to me and said they're coming. Pastor Judy was coming. And I wouldn't say anything. He knows. We wouldn't say anything. We were at the diner one time and he said, "All right, what do I need to do?" And we went, I don't know. What? We didn't even answer him. We just kind of just looked at one another and he stuck his face down and started eating again. Did we answer you? I don't think we answered you. We didn't say nothing. Yeah, we said nothing. Because I wanted to make sure it was him that said, "Okay, God said I'm supposed to come. What do I do next?" We didn't answer him. And I think what I may have said was, "You need to make sure that Pastor Lakeisha is in agreement with you. You know, but she's got to know." See, because when you know where you're supposed to be, regardless of circumstances and situations, you know that the Master told me to be here. That's it. Until he tells me otherwise. And faithfulness will bring the blessings. When you're faithful to him, it says you cannot escape the blessings. That's what one of the translations says. I like this. It says, "A trustworthy person," this is the New Living, "will get a rich reward." See, they were trustworthy. They shall receive a rich reward for following God. It's not always comfortable. It's not always easy because he's not giving you all the facts. You just said, "Go over there. Sell everything." What? Give everything away. Go over there. But you don't know the lives that are at stake. And that's what God is watching. He's going to watch you for a while, for a long time. And see how you handle, not just when it's good, but when it don't feel good and you feel like quitting and you feel like going away and you're like, "Forget this, I'm going. I don't want to take this anymore." I don't like this. I don't like these people. I don't like this. It's uncomfortable. It's strange to me. You ever read any of the stories of Brother Hagin when he was a pastor? He said some of the churches that he was directed by God to go into, he said there was so much strife when he went in. Some people sat on one side, some people sat on the other. He'd pray and fast and study. And he said when he put the word out, he said it was like, when he teach, it was like boing, boing. And he said he lay at night with his wife and he said, if I didn't know that God told me to come here, I'd back up a trailer and be gone in the morning. I'd be gone in the morning. Where'd he go? He said, but God told me to come. You see, and that's where the rich reward will come after a long time. Not a few years, many years. Many, many, many years of being faithful. And only God knows when you're ready for the next step that you've been developed, you've been made perfect. There's a scripture. We'll go there. Back up to Proverbs 20. I hope this is helping, folks. If it's not for you, then it's for somebody else. It's for your edification. But Proverbs 20 and verse 6. It says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? So that must mean is difficult to find. See, we're quick to say, yeah, I'm faithful. And God's going to say, really? Okay, let's see. See if you are. Some of the other translations says, many people claim to be loyal, but it is hard to find a trustworthy person. This is a message. Lots of people claim to be loyal and loving, but where on earth can you find me? Find one. See, I'd rather just keep steady and keep serving and not claim I'm anything. I'm just going to be faithful and serve Him. Let Him say, you're faithful. Because to do anything other than that, I'm just going to be humble and serve and not claim anything. Because we all miss it sometimes, don't we? I'm going to say, I'm faithful. Really? Okay. What about this? Oh, well, see, God has a way of running a videotape on you. And you go, yeah, I'm faithful. And He goes, well, what about that over there? Oh, yeah, forgot about that. He doesn't. See? Let's go to, I want to just do this here. Go over to 1 Peter. First Peter 5. And look at verse 10. It says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. So that means that in order for us to reach that place of being made perfect, established, settled, we're going to have to go through some things. And part of that is as you're faithful, see, you stay faithful in the good things and the not so good things. You stay steady, it will perfect you, settle you, mature you, and you will be perfect, not wanting a thing. See? Or put it another way, not wishy-washy. Brother Hagin used to say that after 60 years of ministry, he'd say to young ministers, he'd say, "You know why I'm so steady?" And they go, "Yeah, I want to know." He'd say, "I had to suffer some things. That's what made me steady. I had to endure some things that I didn't like. I had to be faithful." And there's a rich reward. See, we all want to get up and prophesy and say, "Thus saith the Lord." But it's going to be given to those who are faithful. And my heart's cry is that this move that we're in is going to require sacrifice and faithfulness in some things that are not comfortable. He may say to you, "Go help that person over there. Help pay them their way to do something. Buy them some clothes. Cry with them. Pray with them. Spend time with them." That's not just the deacons or elders or pastors. That's the body of Christ. Every joint supplies the need. Everybody with me? This is for me is as much as it is for you, because it's all reflecting on personal reflection. Am I faithful to God primarily? Am I faithful to His Word? Am I faithful to His servants? Am I faithful to the people? Am I faithful? Amen. Glory to God.